Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, the Church, Christian, and the Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," in John 14:12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust that you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of Christian believers' basics and the Bible. In its written form, we call it the Bible, or in our case, the New Testament or New Covenant between God and man. We will look at what topics are contained, how to do a proper Bible study so as to remember what one has learnt, including with when and how the New Testament was put together. Let's look at the difference between the Old and the New Testament. 1. The Old Testament or Covenant. Some Bibles have the Old and New Testament together, where the Old Testament is the original covenant for the Jewish nation, who was singled out to represent God and his commandments for mankind, and the Jews were to evangelize the surrounding nations as a people of God, which task they ultimately failed to carry out and became like the heathen nations around them, as we see in the books of the prophets such as Jeremiah, Elijah, and Isaiah. 2. The New Covenant. We will only focus on the New Covenant, where Jesus came to earth as the Messiah in fulfillment of Jewish prophecy, and according to Paul, cancelled the Old Covenant and established a New Covenant, written and signed by the sacrificial blood of Jesus as he died on the cross, thus beginning a new dispensation for all mankind. The subsequent events recorded in the various books of the New Testament by witnesses attest to what this really means. What is the Bible all about? The Bible, in a sense, is a history of man's troubles and a loving Creator God guiding the destiny, bringing messages of hope and salvation, healing and deliverance, amongst others. We will look more closely in the coming modules as to what these writings contain and how they affect us as believers in a practical sense. The New Testament comprises 27 books. A number of years ago, when I was compiling all my many notes on Bible topics, relative contexts and principles, amongst others, I was confused as I needed to make some sense and compile an orderly analysis of what the New Testament was all about. Taking to the Lord in prayer, I had a dream one morning where the areas and relevant teachings were laid out. This led to my compiling this course in the manner which I have done. Areas were clearly defined as to the content of the New Covenant. Quite simply, it was revealed that there could only be three areas of concern as follows. 1. Christ. This is self-evident. 2. Church. This is also evident. 3. The Christian, or the believer's role. What are the central topics in each of the three areas? The next thing I needed to know was what was the original purpose of each of the 27 books recorded. So that led me to analyze and sift through every one for months. In other words, I asked myself what was the main topic the writer wanted to convey, apart from all the other peripheral information, exhortation and teachings. The result was that I found 9 topics in each of the three areas that gave a logical background and sum up the whole covenant. Writers. Looking at the various writers, I found a total of 9 writers, if one assumes that the book of Hebrews was written by Barnabas. Some suggest Paul was the writer. For the purpose of this discussion, it is largely irrelevant. I will list them in the next module. This seemed an interesting discovery when I put it all together. Of course, many will argue about my findings and analysis as always, but for me it was a simple way of understanding the main themes of each of the books and their topics. By adjusting the individual writers against the topics in an orderly fashion, I was able to set up a chart that shows the following. There are 3 areas of concern, and there are 9 topics in each area. So all in all, 27 books covering 3 main areas with 9 topics. We must remember, it is all about Jesus. That is the prime factor in all books. Finally, understanding and wisdom is required when we read the Bible. This will be dealt with in the next modules, as there are many opinions, viewpoints, and perceptions which are more often than not taken or quoted completely or partially out of context, or hearsay or heresy, which is truth mixed with fiction, often saying the Bible says so without being able in any way to prove or quote where to find it. It is vital that before commencing to study the Word, that certain ideas and methods are clarified, so as to more accurately understand what the writer is saying. This is the essence of any study, to avoid any incorrect interpretation. In the next module, we will look at how to do a Bible study in an orderly and logical fashion, in order to avoid ending up in meaningless arguments and debate. As Paul often says to Timothy, that he should avoid arguments which are really illogical discussions without experiential knowledge. In closing, next time we will be looking at Bible topics. I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as a disciple and a disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off. Until next time, DV and God bless.